like me. It's a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some bangs went my way.
Bangs.
Throwing troubles out to
going my way.
Praying that they never came.
Yada doody doo. I'm going to say that this is going to be a good day if you stick around with us for a while. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Doug Stephanie are at your service and on your side with the important stories of the day. This week in Washington, maybe we could call it yesterday's news. The president was on the stump this week. Went to the National Defense University in Washington, laid out his counterterrorism strategy, announcing more narrow parameters for the use of drones. This comes right after the admission this week that the drones have killed four American citizens. The president also talked about Guantanamo Bay.
They were bad citizens.
Yeah, they were bad citizens. That's why we got them. There was a heckler who got into this is supposed to be, you know, whatever. I get a kick out of all these. They supposedly have meetings with the public. You know, they call them town hall meetings. And what a bunch of baloney. That's the biggest crock. They screen everybody. They want to know who you are, who you're connected to. You get invitations.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And that was the case at the National Defense University on the campus yesterday that hosted the president's speech on security. Apparently, a heckler got in. Medea Benjamin, a protester who interrupted the president's address, got in because he was on the list of media attendees.
Now, there was a press pass involved.
Yeah, right. She had a press pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the speech was not open to the public.
Pretty sure that press pass has been revoked.
Attendance was limited to invited guests. That was it. And then the news media. So anyway, the White House scrutinized this very carefully, or at least they thought they had. Anyway, here's, you have the audio, Richie, from what happened.
I do.
I was told that you did. I was asking.
Michael told me he didn't have it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how about let's make up a heckler.
Sure.
President Obama, what's the big idea?
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Let me see if I can find it real quick, though.
Okay. All right, well, anyway. So much for yesterday's news. Actually, the other story from the world of politics, this week in Washington, the Congress bill, actually the bill from the Gang of Eight, the immigration bill, there have been a couple of things that have been problems for me in this bill. One of them is that it allows another 1 million immigrants to come legally into the country, so the total allowance every year would be 2 million, and I think we need them like we need a hole in the head.
Another mill or so.
Or something else. All right. So, in addition to that, that makes the bill unacceptable to me. However, this add-on makes the bill very acceptable to me. The immigration bill now will require immigrants, say it again, Doug. There it is. Immigrants to learn English. Hard to argue that. There is this group pro-English that has been agitating. Matter of fact, there are a lot of ads. Richie, you know how we talk about the radio stations in Washington that makes lots of money because they're advertising to the members of Congress and their staffs all the time. Special interests are buying ad time on the talk and news stations in Washington because I know people in Congress are connected to the government are listening. So they make a lot of money. And the ads were running this week to try to get Congress to add this provision to the immigration bill. How many people think this is a good idea? Requiring immigrants to learn English, raise your hands.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think there's any disagreement with anybody.
Nope.
Is there? That ought to be part of it.
You come somewhere, you learn the language.
Yep. Right, exactly. All right, so that's one of the highlights from Washington. All right, Richie has done his work, thank you, Rich, to find this lady, Medea Benjamin, who protests at the president's speech at National Defense University.
So, let me finish, man. Good. So today, once again,
today, strike these desperate people.
I'm about to address it, ma'am, but you got to let me speak. I'm about to address it.
Commander in chief.
Let me address it.
Closed Guantanamo Bay.
Why don't you let me address it, man?
Those 86 prisoners.
Why don't you sit down and I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do.
Today. The fact he's interacting with her is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
He tried to shut her back, but.
Thank you.
Where's the snide comment?
Let me finish my sentence. The voice of that woman is worth paying attention to.
Obviously,
I do not agree with much of what she said. And obviously, she wasn't listening to me in much of what I said. But these are tough issues.
Yeah, there you go. They are tough issues.
It's smart that he just didn't ignore her, that he actually said, okay, well, she's worth listening to.
He tried to steamroll her and couldn't, so he just said, okay. These guys are good at this, man. They know how to handle this stuff.
You'd have thought so. Anyway, that would be the
idea. The drones.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Charge of drones.
I have drones.
She'll be looking up tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so other items from Washington this week. How many of you remember who Lois Lerner is? That could be a news quiz.
Yes.
Everybody remember who Lois Lerner is?
Disgusting story.
Ugh.
Why?
Lois Lerner, they didn't fire her. She's on a leave, administrative leave.
She's on paid leave.
She's on paid leave. Right, that's basically it. The woman at the IRS who, the bottom line,
is really responsible for this. Lay low for a while. Take it easy for a while, and we'll move until this blows over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The kinder, gentler side of government, right? It's foolishness. It really is. It's foolish.
Here's what the deal is. Okay. Whenever they get these situations where they're having somebody fall on the sword, who once she starts speaking, it will fall up.
Right, not down.
They basically say, listen, just go over here and hide for about a year.
Yeah, we'll bring you back.
And we'll keep paying you, and we'll get you some cheesy job to do for the rest of your life where you get your retirement. But we just need to make this go away.
Yeah.
So go sit down over here for a while.
Sit down and shut up.
And you'll receive your full benefits, your full compensation, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, right. And that's swell. How'd you like to see that happen in the private sector? I don't think so.
I'm sure we see things like Enron.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it does happen, but not to the extent that the government. They're good at it. They're the pros, man.
Jennifer, did you say that? That Eric Holder was going to run against Anthony Weiner in New York?
No.
Wow, that would be a race.
No, they were going to run together, but don't say what the campaign name would be. It was a Facebook joke that was going around.
Well, why? No, it would be the contest would be.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. That's why I told you off the air, sir. Listen to him just figuring it out like 4 hours later. Right.
You have Tourette's syndrome, don't you?
Oh, stop it, would you please?
You get a tumor. Yeah.
Get a syndrome.
You have Tourette's syndrome.
Get a life.
There's a great campaign bumper sticker with that on it, though. It's awesome.
Really? So shall I say it again? So
people can figure out what it's going... No, people can figure out. They're smart.
We're smart
because
people.
Eric Holder is going...
Not as funny.
Did you dump that, too? He's probably dumping that.
You're such a child.
You know what? That's absolutely true.
Yes.
We have figured this out. One of the things Meredith and I have figured out, one of the things that we love about each other.
That you're seven?
Is that we are both, we have childlike tendencies.
Right. And the program directors of the radio stations that take us, they really appreciate those childlike tendencies.
They? No, you know what? The program directors need to calm down.
The moms in the minivans?
The moms in minivans know the story, and the kids know more about the story than the moms do. And you bleeped it anyway, so what's the difference? Why?
Because if I didn't bleep, it would get out there.
Okay, so listen, who among us doesn't like a good chuckle once in a while? And we all need to be a little more childish. We need to have, we're too serious about stuff. We're too wrapped up in things that, we need to lighten up. A little bit. Lighten up, Richie, will you, please? You sound like Chris Matthews.
I'm sorry. One of us has to protect you.
Okay. Protect us all. Anyway, So where are we? I guess we ought to do a couple of commercials. I just think it'd be a good idea.
It's a campaign commercial for Wiener and Holder.
Oh, what's it called?
Let me ask you a question. If you have teeth that are yellow, stained, actually not very attractive, have you figured out how to fix that problem yet? Have you been paying attention to my suggestion? And it's a strong one, that you use the power of power swabs. I did a treatment again last night on my teeth. I do it regularly.
And you're blinding us today.
Yes, blinded by my teeth. Teeth whitening is a very simple task. Now, thanks to the folks who came up with the power swab combination, this is a concoction of a lot of natural things. Mostly, it's coconut oil with some other things that will whiten your teeth and not have sensitivity become a problem after the fact. You're not going to have anything other than a pleasant smile. No more yellow smile. The proof is in the pudding, and they're happy to guarantee their work or your money back. Power swabs at 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. So if you're tired of not looking your best, if you scream when you look in the mirror and say, "Ah! Ugly! What do I do about it?" You have the option of using power swabs, the only whitening system that has this patented formula that removes the stains from your teeth. 1, 2, 3, like that. Works in 5 minutes. You get your supply by dialing 800-865-7602 direct from the manufacturers and the people who, the clinicians that work to put this combination together. It works on bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. Try power swabs, clinically proven to whiten your teeth fast. You'll get the product risk-free at 800-865-7602. Yep, guaranteed to work and your money back. Power swabs, whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So let me tell you about what you're about
to hear. I know what this is.
No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't.
I know the song.
Yeah, you do that.
There's a 14-year-old girl named Tina who has 3 million hits, 3 million views in the past couple of days for her video. She does a blistering cover of Eddie Van Halen's Eruption solo.
This is really good.
From the Van Halen first album. I don't want you to crank it up too high, Richie, because I heard some people's ears. But
the tone on her guitar is off, but the notes are dead on.
How do you know the tone's off?
Because I've listened to this 10,000 times.
Really? You need to get a life, Richie.
I do have one, that's why I don't listen to it 10,000 times. Listen to that.
You gotta wonder about a 14-year-old. How did she come to be interested in this in the first place? Never mind playing guitar like this.
My son knows anytime a Van Halen song comes on, I say, Sean, who is this? He goes, Van Halen, or the Beatles, or Led Zeppelin, or Jimi Hendrix. Look, she is dead on. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
See how she hits it here.
That's why. She's getting as much attention as she is, Rich. So check it out.
Amazing.
Video of the day, girl's 14.
Amazing.
3 million views. The Eddie Van Halen.
I've been playing all my life, which is longer than this girl's been alive, and I couldn't even come close to be able to play that good.
My only problem with this, if you watch the video, she's not into it at all. She looks totally bored.
It's just like she's ripping it off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like here's this trick I can do.
Uh-huh. So here's
there's no
just so you know how good it is. Here's Eddie.
She's better than him.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Sounds
like it.
Wah, 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 wah. I will tell you in, 1978,
9? Yeah, 78.
78 when this first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken and I were, I don't know, 18, something like that. 14, yeah. You listened to this and you were just like, what in the world is this? This is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
In the world's come over him. Wah, 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 wah. All right, shut up on Van Halen. There is a lot of activity at facebook.com/goodday and also Twitter at Good Day Show. Following which or what, I should say. If it's which, it's only one, but I'm guessing there are three or four things as usual that are threads as we head into the weekend of conversation. Anybody talking about Memorial Day, for example, Kenny?
Lots of conversation about gas prices.
Uh-huh.
as we head into the holiday weekend, we asked what everybody is paying, and Tim in Salt Lake City says $360. Martha in El Paso is $328. Mm-hmm. Tom's $335 in Tampa. John says too much. And Kathy says $425 in Minnesota. She says they're the high price in the country next to Hawaii right now.
Yep, it used to be Chicago. It's moving in, and you can't figure why is it in Minnesota.
Because
it's close to where all the oil is coming out of the ground. Are there no refineries in the Dakotas that would make it cheaper to get fuel there? That would be my question, frankly, amongst other things. Why is it so expensive there? And is it we've seen the prices go down 23-24 cents in the last month or so? Everybody says, why is that? Usually goes up at Memorial Day and over the summertime because that's when more people are driving, and of course our friends at the gas companies want to gouge the hell out of us. But that's not been the case this year. Kind of a weird.
I paid $3.69 this morning.
I paid $3.39 the other day. So anyway, there's a reflection there, maybe the reflection pool. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to, speaking of reflections, meet Gary Guller and Philip Macko, who have done amazing things and had handicaps. So this is a good story. Stick around for that.
Movies for Grownups comes to Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Arthur Parker, do you have anything to say?
Yes, sir.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Steve Martin comes to a bad end in the darkly fascinating Little Scene 1982 musical, Pennies from Heaven. I consider it a lost classic, and that's why it was one of the first movies I selected when I was asked to co-host an evening of movies for grown-ups on Turner Classic Movies on May 15th. TCM's Robert Osborne and I will introduce four movies that night, each one a uniquely grown-up film. First up will be the 1956 science fiction classic, Forbidden Planet, starring Leslie Nielsen and Walter Pigeon.
Sir, we're being radar scanned.
Dr. Morbius, my orders are to survey the situation on Altair 4.
Commander, if you sat down on this planet, I warn you that I cannot be answerable for the safety of your ship or your crew.
Forbidden Planet is based on Shakespeare's The Tempest, and it was the movie that rescued science fiction from the kiddie matinee.
I kept thinking while I was dreaming that all this meant something.
We'll find out. I'm glad you didn't dream of me as an egg beater. As one of my patients did.
Why, what would that mean?
Never mind.
Gregory Peck and Ingrid Bergman try to decipher the meaning of a mysterious dream in Alfred Hitchcock's ambitious psychological drama, Spellbound. The second film will show on TCM on May 15th. Nazis murder a distraught wife and mother right on the street in Rome, open city. Our third film of the night. Director Roberto Rossellini started filming almost as soon as the retreating German tanks rolled out of town. In every way, Rome, open city is a classic example of risk-taking cinema. I hope you'll join me May 15th for the evening of Movies for Grown-Ups with Robert Osborne on Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Jungle Jive. Am I the only one who remembers that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember it.
Why don't you look it up, Richie? See if you can find the song called The Jungle Jive.
I'll get right on that.
Thank you very much. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here on the Friday Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to motivate you. Helping to make your life better is really what I think my charge is here, along with my friends on the Good Day program. And this story is great, and that's why I invited Gary Guller and Philip Mako to spend some time with us. You will be amazed at the incredible stories of these fellows and what they've done to inspire people around the world. And it brings me around to thinking about what a lot of you, a lot of us, have in our minds every day. We open up our eyes and we start thinking about the day. Do you think, wow, what a great opportunity to do great things? Or are you worried? Do you start your day with fear thought instead of forethought? The fear thought is the negative thinking that makes your life worse. Forethought is the positive way to realistically look ahead to deal with the problems of the day. Sometimes just knowing the difference is what makes all the difference. And I will tell you that as somebody who isn't necessarily new to this sort of thing, but when I find something that really charges me up, because we all are fear-based thinkers, we all do things because we are afraid of what happens if we don't do it. We make our mortgage payments because we're afraid the bank will take away the house. We eat good food because we're afraid if we don't, we'll die young. We drive slowly because we're afraid that if we drive too fast, we'll be in an accident. It goes on and on and on, right? It's one of those things. We go to work because we're afraid if we don't, we won't have the money to pay our bills. And there's something to be said about that. We go to work, though, and we're afraid to try to find a new job because we don't want rejection. We're afraid to fall in love because we've had bad relationships in the past. All of that kind of thing, the negative thinking, well, I don't want to be, I got to look out because all of this stuff that's happened to me in the past is certainly going to happen again. Yeah, it is, if that's the way you think. It doesn't happen if you turn your thoughts around. When you fear the future, you get what you fear. It is thoughts or things completely across the board. 99% of what you fear, however, have you ever noticed, doesn't happen? Even though sometimes you project ahead and those things...
Never as bad as you think it's going to be.
It's never, ever as bad as you think. That is correct, Jennifer. So you want to fill your life with dealing with potential problems? All right, what happens if he doesn't love me in 10 years? I don't know. You get 10 good years?
Dump the jerk.
Out of him? Yeah. Yeah.
Blow him out.
Don't worry about what's going to happen in 10 years.
Fear paralyzes us.
Worry about what's happening now.
Yes. Forethought empowers us. Being in the now makes it happen. Roberta is so right. Why would you spend a moment fearing the future? Because the odds are in your favor that your fears
because
will never be
realized. Because I want to save for the future
anyway.
So I can have a good retirement.
Oh, good reason.
So if I'm afraid that when I retire I don't have enough money, it will make me plan properly for that now.
Yeah, really.
But also, the way to banish fear is the way I've always lived my life, which is living it, thinking about worst-case scenario. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, now, if the worst happens, now what will I do about it? How will I deal with it? Mm-hmm. So once you've thought it through and you have a plan, then there's nothing to fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because fear usually stems from not knowing. Is the unknown is fear.
It is what we all spend too much of our time on. And the best thing that I could do for you, any and all of you, singularly and plural, is to just get you to think about the possibilities of living now. Who do you like? Who do you love? How's your job? And make the most of what you have. And how many times have you heard that? I've heard from people that I care about, well, I changed my mind. It's not as bad as I thought it was at first. Of course, it's never as bad as you think it is. And in many cases, it's actually the best thing that could happen to you is to be in the now, enjoying what is a part of your life at the moment. Anyway, that's a little philosophy. In a moment, we get into a different kind of philosophy, and it has to do with, in part, the fear stuff. Are you afraid of doing new things? Here's a guy who climbed Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet him, and he did it with one arm. He didn't have two. He had one. Can you imagine climbing Mount Everest and only being a one-arm climber? Do you know what it takes? We have no idea. That's why we're going to find out the story here. What does it take? What was it? Was it this week the 79 and 80-year-old guys got up to the top of Mount Everest?
Yeah, 80-year-old Japanese man. Yep.
Right. But wasn't there somebody right behind him that was a year older than he was? Don't I remember talking about that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of fortitude, a lot of strength. And so if you are trying to figure out how to work that stuff up, we're going to help you with it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Are you ready for your close-up? Celebrity makeup artist Ashunta Sharif has worked with countless celebrities to get them ready to walk the red carpet. With summer just around the corner, Ashunta shares her tips for looking great from head to toe.
For makeup this summer, try a splash of color. My favorite look is a bright eyeliner. Pick a color that complements your eyes and apply two coats along your lower lash line to really make your eyes pop. And as temperatures rise, make sure your makeup stays looking perfect with a waterproof finishing spray. We all show more skin in the summertime, So make sure your legs look amazing with a self-tan or a body glow. The secret to the best results is applying them to smooth, hair-free skin. For salon quality results at home, my pick is Nair Brazilian Spa Clay Total Care Body Trio, which features shower power technology to work while you shower. The beauty of this product, it's three simple steps that include a pre- and post-treatment for real total care for your skin.
For more details on getting your skin summer ready, visit naircare.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Hey, Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro Potting Mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
18 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm very much about inspiring people. I find many of the things that I hear from my friends on the air, whether it be you who are listening, when you participate with us at 888-302-DOUG, or when you send along some email to Doug or Roberto or Richie or Jennifer or Kenny or me, or you interface with us on Facebook, there are a lot of things that you send along that I am interested in passing along, because we're all here to share and to help one another. Such is the case of this conversation, at least that's what I anticipate. Gary Guller is a mountaineer, a professional motivational speaker, inspirational speaker. He was a leader of the largest ever cross-disability group to reach Mount Everest Base Camp. And remember, this is 17,500 feet up. He went on to scale the peak, reaching the summit May 23, 2003, becoming the first person with one arm to get up the summit at Mount Everest. Also joining us now is Philip Macko, who has had several successful careers. Different businesses. He was in the restaurant hospitality business and in medical diagnostics and music publishing. He is a person who trains sales professionals. And a lot of these motivational people to get around, one of the things salespeople need all the time, and if you're in the business of selling, we all are. We have a business. I'm in the sales business. You need motivation constantly, because there are always going to be people who will, unfortunately, try to knock you off and do it sometimes not necessarily credibly. The best thing to remember, at least I've always thought, guys, Gary, Phil, welcome to Good Day. Best thing I always thought when it came to selling and motivating people was to make sure they understood what they were going to be paid. Compensation is always important, but it may not be the most important thing. It may be that there are other things that people consider when they're trying to make decisions about going to work for someplace or to keep themselves focused. So I wonder, Gary, how you go about motivating, because everybody who's successful as a speaker usually has a different approach. What's yours?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, thanks for having us on as well. And good morning, everybody that's listening. You know, it's a very special time for me. It's always interesting to, it's always nice to hear, you know, people bring up, you know, the Everest Summit, the team that went to me to base camp. You know, this time 10 years ago, I was sitting at, got almost 26,000 feet, having just returned from the summit of Mount Everest, and, you know, trying to really, I was kind of thinking really what was going to happen with my life as I made it back down to base camp safely. You know, one thing that I've learned over the years, most importantly, is that really when you show people that they are human beings first and show them the respect, treat them equally, and generally try to be a good person, do the right path, and treat folks nicely, anything, almost really anything within reason is possible. And I happen to see that for my own, with my own eyes, you know, on a huge scale with a very diverse, perhaps the largest, most diverse team ever to sort of venture into the Mount Everest region. And I've seen across cultures, you know, country lines, on an international level, that just simple respect, being nice, treating people fairly, goes a lot further, and in some aspects, especially with me, a lot higher than one could truly ever imagine. And as the Sherpa people say in the Himalayas, that if you look at people in their heart, you know, toward their heart, beyond what you see out of their physical challenge, their color, their culture, their orientation perhaps, their gender, when you look to their heart and at their heart first and as humans first, amazing things, and amazing things can result if I think the people around the world actually did that. So that's part of my biggest lesson in terms of something I've seen work you know, time and time and time again with major corporations, small companies, local organizations. I've seen that the most respect that leaders have are the ones that really acknowledge everybody within their workforce or everybody within the organization on a pretty equal basis.
Philip, is it Mako or Mako? I make sure I want to pronounce your name correctly.
Hey, Doug, thank you. It's actually Mako. I appreciate that.
Okay. So how do you keep – Gary's philosophy is clear. How do you keep it from getting out of control? Because sometimes you can – give people too much. I was telling a story earlier this week about a fellow who ran a company who used to go out into the shop area and give people $100 bills, happy birthday present, give them things that acknowledge their contribution. And it was a unionized shop. And when negotiating came around next year, they wanted to negotiate that into their contract. So clearly, it went too far, and so I guess, you know, it's important to incentivize people, but how do you keep it from getting out of control? How do you stay in control as a manager who still has to inspire people to do their best?
Well, and that's an excellent question, and I think it, you know, ties back to something we were talking about just a few moments ago. You talked about, you know, 99% of, I think you said 99% of what we do can be driven by fear if we're not careful. So when you step out of the compensation mode and really speak, as Gary said, to a person's heart and the things that inspire them, really it comes down to a few things. We talked about in the book some groundbreaking stuff that's happening with Dr. Martin Seligman in the field of positive psychology. It's really about broaden and build. It's about giving somebody something that puts a smile on their face and moves them a little bit forward and continuing to grow that. And, man, through this experience with Gary, which, by the way, Gary, it's been just remarkable and amazing, there's really three messages that came across, and this, I think, addresses your question as well, is, number one, disability is the limitation we place on ourselves. We all have our challenges.
That's fair. Oh, my God, isn't that true? You place your own fears and disabilities there. They'll get you every time. You ignore them, you go right to the top. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, number two and chapter nine in the book is all about stay focused and keep moving. You know, you have a core vision. You have a place that you're going to. And in today's world, things are so uncertain. They're evolving so quickly in business and in life in general. And you can't really know with any level of certainty that if you set out on a path that you're going to end up where you planned 10 years from now. But what you can say is I'm going to commit myself to that course. And so that's shined through. And then the last thing and the most important thing is we all climb our own Everest. And that's something Gary said to me very early on in the collaboration. You know, whether you're a climber or a CEO or a mom or dad or whoever you might be, we all face mountain-sized challenges that we have to step up and really, you know, bring out the courage in ourselves to face.
Yeah. I'm reminded of Climb Every Mountain, the tune. Gary Guller and Philip Macko. The book is called Make Others Greater, From Mount Everest to the Boardroom. Excellent food for thought for those of us who always want to keep moving ahead. Thanks, gentlemen.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This as movie music is because Frank Oz will be 69 this weekend. He's the voice of how many Muppet characters, Chucker? I don't remember. I know he's Kermit.
Many, I believe. I'm not sure the number, but a lot of them.
Yeah, and quite an accomplished producer and director on his own. Remember, Richie, we had him on the program once?
Yeah.
And he was very clear about not wanting to sing. I remember the big note in the box, because we get these sheets that come to us as help in preparing for a conversation with somebody that we're going to have as a guest. And it said on it, it reminds me of when we talked to Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. It said in the sheet, don't talk about Charlie.
Right.
And in this case, Frank Oz didn't want to talk about or didn't want to be put in a position of having to sing some of these songs. And that was understandable. It was great.
Early in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's just but he was a cool, very reflective guy. Anyway, so congratulations. What a great franchise. Don't you wish there was more of that? How much? I'm trying to remember, Chuck. When's the last time we saw a Muppet movie?
last year.
Last year.
Was it last year? Okay.
Yeah, and they're going to make another one. So they've revived the franchise.
Yeah,
I believe your favorite Ricky Gervais is going to play the villain.
Ah, perfect. Yeah, right. He's one of my favorites.
He is the villain, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a bad guy. All right. Anyway, so we've gotten into movie moments with Chuck Curry, movie music. I think maybe we'll have fun because we can get through these quickly. There are three excerpts from a movie that was very, very popular. The fellow who stars in it, been in a lot of franchises. He turns 50 this weekend, so we'll celebrate his birthday with three clips, starting with this one, Richie.
I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career.
Got it.
Let me put it this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets.
Yep. What a stupid one. Got it.
888-302-3684. Chuck, you got that, right?
I got it.
Roberta, you get it? Probably hasn't gotten it.
No.
Jennifer?
I think I have it.
All right, let's get the next clue, Richie.
It's as if Benjamin wants us to be liked by everyone. I mean, Led Zeppelin didn't write tunes that everyone liked. They left that to the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm. That's a good line. 888-302-3684. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, would like a swell prize, and know what this movie is, help yourself right now.
Now, Jennifer, here's the thing. Oh, no. You haven't been. I was thinking about the donut shop in this movie, that it was in L.A., but it's not. I guess it's in Aurora, Illinois.
She's a babe. She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
888-302-3684. All right, so if you know what it is, you got 60 seconds to call us. Well, Chucker gives us a preview of the movies that are coming out this weekend.
Opening this weekend, three films, Fast and the Furious 6, which has gotten good reviews, 77.
Vin Diesel is all over the place plugging this, all over the place.
It's funny about Vin Diesel. After I think the first one, he dropped out of the franchise and then back in for the fourth one, and they let him back in, and his career's taken off along with this franchise. It's one of the few franchises in Hollywood that's got stronger financially as the series has gone on,
speaking
with the last one, Part 5. Anyway, he's tracking at about an $84 million opening weekend, also opening The Hangover 3, which they call in the business a cash grab, and it is. I mean, it's a big payday for the director and the three stars, but for them, it's still tracking well, $57 million opening weekend, although reviews are pretty poor, just 23% positive. And the animated film called Epic opens. That one's tracking at a $32 million opening. So far, this the early summer, if you want to call it the early summer season, going well. You have Iron Man 3, which has done over $300 million domestically, Star Trek over $100 million, and The Great Gatsby, or after this week, will do over $100 million in business. So Hollywood can't complain. People are showing up to the movies. Personally, I'm doing a revival Sunday night of The Great Escape from 63, which is Steve McQueen's signature film.
Good for you. Nathan Jonesboro, what's the name of the movie?
It's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Mike Myers turns 50 tomorrow. Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.